Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey, Rockstar, if you have a question here for Tim that you'd like him to answer on the show, anything tax-related, anything asset protection-related, go to taxhacker.com/questions. Post your question there, and then we'll answer it live right here on Tax Hacker Tuesday. Enjoy the show.
This is Terrio Media. Did you know that up to 50% of your lifetime income will be wiped out by taxes? What if you could stop this madness? Isn't it about time you play on a level playing field with the wealthiest 1%? Now you can. Tim Berry, attorney at law, shares here each and every week current tactics and strategies that anyone can implement to hack the tax code, protect your assets, and keep what's rightfully yours. It's time for Tax Hacker Tuesday.
All right, so you got your self-directed 401k. It's just you and your spouse who are the participants inside the plan. It's time to file a tax return. You have over $250,000 of assets. What form should you use? A 5500EZ or a 5500SF? And if you're even asking this question, you're probably working with a tax preparer. And let me explain why. Most tax preparers want you to fill out the 5500SF. And the reason being is with a 5500SF, you can electronically file. It makes it so much easier for them. But the big challenge with a 5500SF is its public record. That's a public record document. Now anybody can go on the internet, type in the name of your 401k plan, and see exactly what assets you have inside your 401k plan and what you've been doing. 5500EZ, on the other hand, that's a paper document. It can't be electronically filed. It's super simple to fill out. It's just a front and back piece of paper, super simple, and it is not public record. So, if you're using a tax preparer to fill out your 5500, make sure they don't use the SF. Do not use an SF, use an EZ instead. Now, they might get upset and flustered and say, I'm not going to do it unless we can electronically file, but well, just know that if you file electronically, all your information regarding your retirement plan is now going to be public record.
That's it for today, as we dream of a tax system that works just for you. But until then, you have Tim Berry. See you next Tuesday for another episode of Tax Hacker Tuesday.
Hey, whenever you're ready to have Tim customize a tax hacker blueprint for you, a special custom blueprint just for you, go to taxhacker.com, answer a few questions about your situation, tell Tim what you'd like to have happen, and then his team, they'll take it from there, and then he'll give you a copy of his free book all around Trump's new tax plan, specifically what the press isn't telling you. So go to taxhacker.com, and we'll see you right here next week, taxhacker.com. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.